Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and statements made by callers are not necessarily the beliefs of the Professional Association of City Employees, PACE, the National Association of Government Employees, its officials, agents, or employees, the union. This show is for the purpose of airing opinions, concerns, and general commentary among PACE union members. The views expressed are solely those of the caller and do not automatically represent the policies, position, or view of the union and may not be construed as legal advice.
Well, top of the day, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, however you're feeling, whatever time you got off work. Welcome to Radio Connections with PACE. I am Gina Pagnotta Murphy, president of PACE.
And I am your co-host, Ebony Walton, Vice President of PACE. How you doing, Gina?
Well, I'm doing okay. Top of the day to us. Let's do some shout-outs right quick. What kind of shout-outs we got?
So we want to real quick, one of our executive board members, Terry Moon, he's still out, but he is feeling much better. That's a good thing.
Good.
We definitely want to shout out one of our union members, Ms. Musette Wimbush, in the E-911 Communications Department. She buried her mom on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we want to keep her lifted up. We have a couple of other ones. We do have our manager from communications, Lisa Henley, just completed her last chemo treatment.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
So
how's she doing?
She is in good spirits. She's in really good spirits. Everybody's been keeping in touch with her. She's been out since, I want to say, like June, the summertime.
Oh, wow.
So she's been missed.
Okay.
But she's doing well. We want to also shout out Miss City Council President Felicia Moore.
Okay.
Definitely. I wanted to shout her out because, you know, the communications department just got those raises and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say thank you for all of her hard work from 2018.
Okay.
When I came aboard.
Right.
And she just kind of helped with all the different, the past administrations, the previous. I just want to give her a shout out for that from our communications department.
Well, absolutely.
And of course, all city workers that are at home and all essential workers that are currently in the streets every day and have to come back and forth to work.
Yeah, we want to shout out to all the workers that's doing that, putting their city life, working and putting their home life on hold. And, you know, it's a trying time right now to whatever we're going through, this horrific pandemic. It is, but hopefully people like yourself that's gotten the shot.
Yes.
That would help people like me.
Trying to get it.
That we can get this numbers down and get some normalcy coming around within this year sometime. I'm praying for that.
Yeah.
That way. Which brings me to the song of the week. The song of the week, ladies and gentlemen. And we want you to listen to this song at least once a day. Is That's the Way of the World by Earth, Wind, and Fire. We'll play a little bit because we don't own the rights to it. So if you've never heard this song before, there you go. Ooh, I love this song. You don't know nothing about this song. What you know about this song, Izzy?
I know this song.
I love this song. Just a little bit. Because we don't own the rights to the song, so we don't want to be sued. But you guys can listen to that song called That's the Way of the World by Earth, Wind, and Fire. It lifts you up. It doesn't make me depressed. It's just when I hear it, I do get a little teary-eyed because it brings me back to some good times, though, that I miss.
Definitely.
But that's the song of the week. So if you get a chance to download it, write it in your car, do your iPad, iPod, or whatever y'all call that new technology stuff. That's Way of the World by Earth, Wind, and Fire. So, got some hot topics.
We do.
Well, we got just two because one of the hot topics, we got to get engaged with this. I want the listeners to know about the hot topics. The first one, I just understand that Madeline Archibong, city council member right now, councilwoman, is running for city council president.
That's correct. She is.
Wow. So this is a real deal thing going on with
it is.
President Moore running for mayor and then Ms. Archibald is running for that seat, so it's going to be a very interesting situation.
Do we know of anybody else running for the seat of the president?
Not now.
Okay.
Not now. I think they're just, you know, it's a slow thing, you know, because of the pandemic going around. It's
mm-hmm.
a slow thing for everybody, you know, but we'll see how that works out. We're going to keep a good eye out and let your listeners know what we know as we find out about it.
Definitely.
So, the second one that I want to talk about, oh my goodness,
oh,
the hot topic. It's a movie out there, you guys, that is off the chain, that is just mind-blowing. It is exceptionally good, and it's called Antebellum. Antebellum, the writers are Gerard Busby and Christopher Rentz. And Janelle Monáe, that's
yes.
that fabulous entertainer.
She's
the singer.
Exactly.
Well,
real pretty young lady.
She did a real good
she
job
did.
On that movie. And if all of you all that don't know what Antebellum is, I found out about it through someone that was telling me about it. And I said, that's a scary picture because I saw the preview
exactly.
and stuff. I said, I don't watch scary
and
pictures.
And the cover looks scary.
And it does.
It did.
But I was told, no, it's not scary.
Uh-uh.
And they said, did you see Get Out? No, I didn't see Get Out. But they say it's better than Get Out.
It is.
And so I saw it, and I told you to look at it.
And I saw it.
And you kept texting me. You kept texting me on the phone saying, oh, my God, are they doing this? Oh, my God. I said, I told
that
you.
That was crazy.
And let me give a little blurb, a synopsis of it.
Okay.
So I won't be a movie spoiler, though. But it's about a successful author, female, who finishes a book tour before she returns home to her husband and her daughter. But a shocking turn of events is going to upend her existence, plunging her into a horrifying reality that forces her to confront her past, present, and future before it's too late. It explains how Black people react to traumatic situations. Oh, my God. When I saw that movie, at first I was like getting turned off. I said, okay, so listeners, check this out. You know, we're not getting paid for this, but, you know, for this, you know, to tell you about this movie. But I'm a movie buff, and if it's good, it's good. If it ain't, it ain't. But
mm-hmm.
this is a double watch movie.
This
so if you know what I mean, you're a movie buff. This is a double watch movie. Mm-hmm. You got to watch it another time because you're missing some subliminal
yes.
stuff in there. And it's really good. I can't tell you anything about it because it was for the whole thing. But trust and believe me, when you see it, text me and tell me how you feel about it.
You're going to have some mixed emotions.
It's mixed emotions. Because at first, I was ready to go ham.
Me too. I was upset.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies, you got to watch it. You've got to watch that.
You
got
to use the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Water
yes.
before it starts.
Yes.
Because you can't miss anything.
Yes.
Because
yes.
everything has something going on in it that ties to something
yes.
else. And then at near the end, you don't figure nothing out, though.
Since
all of you movie buffs, because I sit there and figure, oh, I know where this movie is going.
Yeah, this you can't.
This
no,
one
no.
you can't till near the end.
You did.
And your mouth is going to be like dropping the mic.
Oh,
what
my
the
goodness.
Did I just watch?
I was saying all kind of cuss words, and I don't even cuss like that.
I know.
I was
just
so upset. Oh, my goodness. And when I first saw it, you said, you got to sit down and watch. So I said, okay, I'm going to watch it. I had to put the chickens up. They were playing.
And
I started it. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. And I was like, let me just pause it. Turn it off for a minute until
uh-huh,
I can get.
Uh-huh.
Once night come in, they go ahead and go in there. Cooping in, I locked the door. So that's what I did. And I sat out and I watched that thing. I said,
but listen,
what
y'all,
the heck?
When we're talking about the chickens.
Oh, God.
The coop. A beautiful home. Beautiful home. Don't think you're on a farm. Beautiful home. We got a chicken coop out in the backyard. So when we talk about a chicken, I still can't get over the chicken coop. But anyway, back to the movie real quick. So you guys out there, pass the word. If you have not seen Antebellum,
I think
it's on Netflix. What did you
it's
see
on Hulu.
On?
I saw it on Hulu.
Hulu. Okay.
Hulu.
If you don't have Hulu, try to find it and download it
yes.
or rent it or whatever. It is an excellent movie.
It's a must
It is a double watch movie.
Yes, it is.
And you're going to be talking about it from here on out. It took me 2 days
yeah.
to get over that
it
movie.
I'm still, like I said. And then another good movie, though, just to,
uh-huh.
to get your mind off of that one after you're so angry.
Uh-huh.
I watched Penguin Bloom.
Penguin Bloom. I have to check that one out.
That was a good one. It made you cry a little bit, but it was a good cry. It was
so
a happy
tear
cry.
Jerker.
It's a tearjerker, but it's not a chick flick. It's
okay.
a good.
Okay.
It's a really good movie. Her life too changed,
okay.
but then there was her daughter took took a liking to this bird that she found that
okay.
fell from the tree, and it was kind of in line with the mother and
oh,
her
okay.
situation. It was a beautiful movie.
Okay.
Beautiful movie.
Well, I might have to check that
yeah.
out.
So it was a little, you cry a
well,
little
folks,
bit.
Check out Antebellum. And
please.
Again, these are the writers that wrote out, that produced Get Out and Us. I didn't know that.
Oh,
and
okay.
I even Googled because I was like, that. Is this based on true bits and
I
stuff like
that?
But I haven't seen Get Out or Us.
I saw Get Out.
Mm-hmm.
But Us, I haven't seen.
But if you've seen Get Out, the people that I know that saw Get Out
yeah.
said Antebellum is 10 times better than Get
it
Out.
It is.
So,
it is.
I mean, I don't know what can surpass Antebellum. But
it was
you guys, something. Please check it out.
Yes, definitely watch that.
So, Abby, great shout outs today. So let's talk about our discussion for the week.
All right. So I'm going to give this definition
okay.
of communication. Even though I work in a communications department, you are a supervisor, so you know to communicate with your employees and those that are out there.
And speaking
we
of
communicate.
Not to cut you off, but speaking of supervisor, congratulations to you for your 1 year supervisor.
Oh, thank you, Gina.
Pass
thank
off
you,
to Ebony.
Thank you. And the others.
And
I can't,
the other, okay, that's
I
right,
can't forget.
One.
We have Miss L. McCoy.
Okay. Okay.
Natasha Rodriguez.
Okay.
Glenn Evan Dyer.
Oh, wow.
And Miranda Clayton. All
of
us became yes,
yeah.
supervisors at the same time.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you. So it's been a challenge. But so for communication, it is an imparting or exchanging of information by speaking, writing, or using some other medium and means of sending or receiving information. What's your take on that? The definition of communication.
Well, I mean, that's what the Webster says, so
yeah.
that's what it is.
That's what it is.
But how many people know how to communicate?
Exactly. So I like to explain communication as I'm saying something to you.
Mm-hmm.
How you receive what I say depends
mm-hmm.
on both me and you. What your
so
feelings
you,
of it.
Okay.
How I say it.
Okay.
What I meant to say and
mm-hmm.
how you receive.
And what you say.
And what you say.
So that leads us to the discussion topic. Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Oh, wow.
Do you
say
hear the
again.
Words that are coming out of my mouth? Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth?
So you don't see her. She's putting her face up like an echo here. It's amazing how two people, three people, four people, how many ever in the group discussion, can say one person can say one thing and everybody gets something different.
Did you ever get into one of those classes or training where the instructor will put something in your ear, say something,
yes.
and then it goes around the room about the time it
there
gets
you
to
go.
The end. It's completely
that's not,
not
what was said.
That was not what was said. Isn't that amazing
it
how
is.
That happened?
It is.
Because they're not listening to what's coming
there
out
you
of
are,
my mind.
They're not listening to what that is one of the things to effectively communicate.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to listen. You can't judge the person.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure what you're saying is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the times when I have conversations, I say, or when someone's talking to me, to make sure I understand what they're saying, I say,
mm-hmm.
so what you're saying to me is,
right.
and I repeat it back.
Right.
A lot of people think that's so elementary and I'm trying to make fun or make belittle someone. I'm not. I just want to make sure that what I'm saying is being conveyed to you as to what it is that I am actually saying.
Well, that's where it should be. I think the proper etiquette, and especially give you an example in communication, a proper way. Remember, if you're a call taker or you're on the phone, not for 911, but anybody that answers the phone, what is the proper way to say, may I help you? Can I help you? Or, you know, transferring a call.
Mm-hmm.
Or you telling someone, may I say who's calling?
And that's
can I
one.
Tell them who's calling?
Exactly.
Which is the proper way to do that. So it's just
mm-hmm.
about, because some people can get offended.
Yeah.
And then this is a good one where they said,
mm-hmm.
Hello, this is so-and-so. Can you hold, please? And it puts you on hold.
Yeah.
What if I say, no, I don't want to be on hold? Okay, but you already put me on hold. So why even ask me, would you hold, please?
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to figure out. So we got to think about what we're saying and exactly if we're going to say the words that's coming out of my mouth.
Exactly.
You then, if I ask you, this is Gina, Would you hold, please? I need to wait for a response.
Exactly.
See, so to make sure that person don't think that I'm being rude mm-hmm. or anything at that point.
That's it.
And this is what we talk about, effective communication.
So that when since you brought that up, I do work in call communications.
Okay.
So when we get a call and we have to tell that caller to hold a moment, because you're transferring them to another agency
mm-hmm.
to grade, if it's a medical call.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't do that, they have no idea that I transferred them,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to figure out what happened to the who is this now? That's another one. And then also, we also dispatch for fire. So we have to be real careful about what it is that we say and how we say it. So the caller will say, oh, this person's head is busted wide open. I cannot put
mm-hmm.
in that terminology because
right.
fire is going to literally think someone's head is busted open.
Right.
So you will use terms like and head injury. Ma'am, when you say his head is busted open, what do you mean? Is his head completely open? No, I don't mean that. Well, I need you
right.
to express or tell me exactly what you mean, because we did have a story some years ago. I don't know if you remember. The mother put the children in the oven, and their bodies exploded.
That was busted open.
That was the truth. So it could happen. So the way you communicate, I'm sorry, it is. I'm sorry, y'all. It don't really bother me, but that's my reality. But that is the way you communicate, what you're saying, how you say it, what I know of that term to be, all that goes into
communication. Well, you got to be detailed and detailed
exactly.
in your communication. And to make sure that the party that you're discussing with understands what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
which brings to the city how we effectively communicate amongst supervisors to employees,
exactly.
labor management to labor management, colleagues, subordinates,
yes.
the whole shebang.
Yes.
And some people can say things that are, when you're asked that question, do you hear what's coming out of my mouth? Now, that could be two ways,
mm-hmm.
meaning a negative impact. Do you hear what's coming out of my mouth?
Yeah.
Or it could be positive. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So you talked about effective communication. So let's talk about the negative part of the communication.
Okay.
Do you hear what's coming out of my mouth? Now, see, that term right there, the way I said it, could be a demanding to you.
Exactly.
Like I'm dictating to you what I want you to know what I'm saying. And I'm being belittling to you. And some of the supervisors and all of us curse every now and then. We try not to, but
yes.
we do. That's the nature of the beast
yeah.
now. You know, especially when you stump your toe when you get out of bed and you
mm-hmm.
stump your toe. I don't know anybody that might go, gosh, doggone it. Gosh, doggone it, I stumped my toe. That ain't happening in my house. You
I say, ah, shoot.
I know you do. Right? Okay.
Listen,
we know better. You stop your toe, and I mean really hit it good.
That's a hurting
first
feeling.
First words coming out of your mouth.
That's a hurting feeling.
But the bottom line, you got to know when it's appropriate time to curse. We all curse.
Yes.
We all are professional. Every now and then, when you're cursing as an exclamation versus cursing to someone,
mm-hmm.
and you definitely don't curse in a group setting. Now, me and you, if you were my boss, and we got a good relationship
yeah.
or a cool relationship. Like I tell my boss, I say, it's after 6:30. That's my time. I get off the clock and we having a conversation about 7:00. I'm going to be me. You
I'm
don't want to talk
clock,
to
exactly.
me. I'm off the clock. Hang up the phone. Talk to me between 10 and 6:30.
Exactly.
Other than that, you might see some word here, some words coming out of my mouth.
Yes.
So at that point, the city does have an ordinance that helps to try to promote a clean environment.
Okay.
And that environment to be safe from having bad communication,
mm-hmm.
negative communication, unethical, unprofessional. And that's the City Code Ordinance 2-2202. And it defines this as abusive language shall mean harsh, violent, profane, or derogatory language which would demean the dignity of an individual and which shall include profanity and racial, ethnic, or sexist slurs.
Hmm.
So it covers everything. It basically does. Whatever you say, it doesn't necessarily have to be a curse word.
Exactly.
But if I'm demeaning you in some way, that is against the city ordinance.
So give me a description of being demeaning. Let's dissect this whole little thing here, because a lot of people with communications might not communicate this correctly?
Well, it just depends. I mean, it's just how you talk to somebody. You can, you know, you ever talk to someone and you ever heard, well, because I represent a lot of people, and when I'm trying to digest what's going on,
mm-hmm.
between the two and mediate,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I've noticed a lot is they're not listening to each other, especially the supervisor or
yes.
the manager, because they are the almighty man, almighty Thor, you know, and I am the powerful one of Oz, so what I say goes.
And that's it.
And you're not listening. And then you might have that employee like me that can talk, and boy, I can talk. Or you might have an employee that's a little shy and
yes.
timid and set back. And they may get nervous and can't get it out, you know, what I'm saying. And that overbearing
mm-hmm.
person will take advantage
over.
Of that.
Yes.
And before that person can think or speak, that person, he or she, is overbearing. That's a demeaning of type of leadership.
Exactly.
Because you're not allowing that person to freely speak
mm-hmm.
or give them an opportunity to speak, because you're utilizing their weakness and their ability to communicate
mm-hmm.
as a powerful for you to take over and be mean to them. And that's kind of a bullying technique. You can look at it as being bullying.
It is.
You don't necessarily have to physically curse somebody out to make them feel belittled.
You don't.
It's how you talk to them. You can be curt.
Or looking.
Or look at.
They can kill you with these looks.
Them eyes.
Yes, they can. They
you know, and see, and I had to learn, and you know, the head,
yes, all of that neck
the
movement,
head, the neck movement. You know, I had to get out of the neck movement because, blood, let me tell you, I put that hand on that hip, get that finger, let me tell you
yes.
something.
And
you
I
know.
Can't stand for somebody to put their finger
ooh,
out in your face while you
listen,
talk.
Listeners out there, leadership out there, do not. I did not know this,
mm-hmm.
and you might need to check with the police officer,
okay.
check with your husband on this too, but check with the police. Because I was told in DeKalb County, we was at a movie theater one time,
mm-hmm.
and I saw one of the theater people go, some lady wanted to go in and use the bathroom. We were waiting in line to get this movie some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wouldn't let her in. The restroom was right here. I get it, but at the same time, she had her ticket in her hand. She said, I just need to go to the bathroom, you know, real bad, and I have a weak bladder. But they wouldn't let you in because you'd be there too long to
yeah.
see this movie. So you got to wait till they open the gate. They wouldn't let her in, and they got into a confrontation. So he pointed his finger in her face and said, I tell you what you're going to do. You're going to leave my theater. So she called the police, and the police came out there. And after he found out what was going on, he told her, do you want to press charges? Because by pointing the finger in your face, that is an assault.
I did not know
pointing a finger in a person's face can be considered assault because it's a weapon. Because you can poke your eye, you can do anything of that nature. You can, we don't know what that, your finger can be a serious, serious weapon. So we have to be careful and understanding communication of what's going on. So
yeah, you do. It is. It's very offensive. I've had people, when they point that finger, that's already. Or, you know what, I used to have a supervisor. She used to stand over you.
Oh, gosh, I can't.
When
she's. Did she have deodorant on?
Oh, my God.
She smelled good, didn't she?
She didn't smell bad. Smell like cigarettes, though.
Oh, God.
But it was just, and that's like you're trying to intimidate me because naturally, most people, you're not going to look up when somebody's standing over you like that.
Mm-hmm.
You either want to back up and get up yourself
mm-hmm.
because you have now approached me in this manner that, we about to fight. That's
right.
That's you don't come up on people like
we
that.
We had some stuff like that in the finance department.
I can imagine.
I'm gonna call them out. The finance department called back. They still got some issues going on over there. But the finance department had some employees. They had some leadership over there. I think Dr. Adrian and great EAP psychologist and myself, we teamed up some years ago to try to mediate what was going on between management and employees. And we had a lot of that. A lot of the employees saying they had a leader, and I know they're not there now, but they would come by their cubicles and stand up behind them or
yeah,
stand in their space. And number one, you don't stand over nobody like that because that's too close. You're in that person's space, and they can feel intimidated. They don't know what you're going to do.
And they can respond back in a way that, and then you get them in trouble because some people, when you walk up, I've had one young lady. We were something was going on the phone, and she thought I did something. So I didn't even see her coming around. I was sitting down. She came around. I saw the young lady on the next zone stand up to watch her because she was watching her. Like I said, I didn't see her coming. And she came over there and she said, did you so-and-so? And she was, before I turned around, she was right in all in my face.
Too much. Brother, you need to be at least an arm away.
Yes, right here. And I had no idea what she was referring to, but the young lady that stood up, she said she seen her coming and she was ready. You have to know what's appropriate and what's not. You don't get that close to people's personal space. You just don't.
And whether you're supervisor or not, employee to employee, colleague,
exactly.
You respect everybody's space.
You have to.
And then if you're working on a team, you all need to have a way to communicate.
You do.
Good. Because you don't know what type of day that person had when we
that
met each other.
Now, last week, let me tell you, this situation happened. We have a fire lieutenant that comes in and he sits with us. We have fire department coming there now. They sit with us and they kind of the liaison between us and fire. So he had a situation where he was upset. They don't approach him or speak to him, be mannerable with him or anything, but they speak to everyone around him, right? And he's trying to figure out what did he do to this particular person. And so he's been having a lot of issues with his family. He's lost a member of the family. He's just had a lot going on. And so this particular day, that same person came in and did the same exact thing to him, right? Spoke to everybody but him, looked at him like he was short. And, you know, they lieutenants, you know, cops and fire lieutenants, they kind of get, you know, how they are.
The short man syndrome?
Yeah, he ain't short, though, but they, you know. So he was fired up. Because of how she came and did not say anything to him, but you spoke to everyone around him and gave him this look like you're nothing. And he was like, with everything that's going on right now in his life, you know, this is it. And I just was like, I understand. I completely understand. But that is so true. You don't know what this person has brought into the job with them or what they're dealing with. And then the way you communicate or non-communicate in a non-verbal tone but way can it'll tip somebody off.
So let me ask you this then, because I've heard this before. So the words that's coming out of my mouth, or the words that don't come out of my mouth, do you think that is cool or not cool to not say good morning? Or what's your take on, okay, do I have to say good morning to you? Do I have to speak to you when I come into the office? What's your take on that?
I was raised with manners. Right. My parents, my grandparents, they raised me to be polite. You walk in a room, you're the guest because they've been in that room. You speak. It's you that's supposed to speak to everyone in the room.
But now that's from being reared.
Yeah,
that's
from
your
exactly.
household that you're growing up or what they
that's
call.
That's how I was raised.
Just grooming ethics. But we're talking about in a work professional.
In a work professional, it's professional to acknowledge those that are in the room with you. But if you don't want to speak, you don't have to necessarily speak.
Well, you know, you have some supervisors that has a problem with employees.
I know.
That don't speak
to
them, or management that don't speak. Say we're in a meeting, you walk in the meeting, you just go to your chair to sit down for the meeting, and you don't say anything. You know, you have some supervisors that I had to actually represent on a member. They wanted to write him up for what they call being insubordinate. And I'm like, how?
Because he didn't speak?
Yeah, because he didn't say
no. That's not
how
in the room.
How are you insubordinate?
It's nowhere in the movie. In the movie code, it's nowhere in the movie. If you don't feel like speaking, you don't have to speak. Sometimes not speaking is the best way to
Right. So the bottom line is, I still think that it's a good work ethic, it's a good professionalism, because we should be professional, and it's expected. It's just like when a president, the real deal.
Yeah.
The real deal.
The real one.
When you walk by, you know, it's just a code of honor that they salute when they walk by the military people. And even in the military, when I was
that's
in the military,
true.
We walked by somebody that has a bars or, you know, that's an officer. You have to salute. It's called code of ethics. It's just what you do. It's professional conduct.
It is.
So in a work environment, even though we're not military here, but I think it's very professional. If you come into a meeting or you come in and you say good morning,
it's
good morning. It's just another code of ethics, professional conduct, that you acknowledging the authoritative person that's in the office. And to me, I think I don't see where there will be a problem that you got to be disciplined on.
No,
but
not at all.
One-on-one and say, is there an issue with you that you're not showing the respect? And you hear people talking, you got to get respect to get respect.
Yeah, oh,
well,
my God, Lee, yes, they do.
Well, when they say all of that, those words are coming out of my mouth. Are you okay? Well, what kind of respect are you going to give to me to give you the respect? What are you expecting?
I wasn't raised that. Again, to me, that goes back to your upbringing. I wasn't raised like that. I was always raised to just be polite to people, regardless.
Well, people may have
but that's not everybody has.
Yeah, but everybody may not have had that kind of upbringing, and they don't know any better.
And that's
so
not
that's
up.
Why, again, your management team is not to just always browbeat on an employee, but to help groom them to be the best employee and to move them out. See, my thing with the city, and why I've always asked that we start from coming in the door at the minimum level and then moving your way up to the top level. And I had asked them years ago, we're trying to do a career plan, a career path on all of this. And what my take is, when they took away the steps increase, not so much as just the money, but to give you a step increase on education, on ways to move into another career path
now,
within the city.
With that being said, our operations manager, Desiree Arnold, we had shot her out for that because that is something that she has now implemented within our communications department. Because what we're finding is that those that are in these different roles, manager, supervisor, senior positions, training positions, they don't have the proper training to be in those roles. You just got hired for the job. Now you're in it. You do it. That's it. So she's now got classes for each level that you want. If you're interested in going up a level, these are classes that you have to have in order to be even considered to be put into those different levels. You still have to go through the interview process and all that,
but you still
have to at least have those classes in your resume now if you want to move up, which is good.
Well, I know in the military and in certain, you couldn't be stagnant. Like, I always, when I worked in the street department, highways and street, I'm in fleet now. But when you come in as a laborer, regardless of wherever you are, a laborer, some people retire as a laborer.
Yeah,
and you know, I mean, but that's a personal choice if you want to do. But that's because the city, in my opinion, at the time, HR in the past never set out a career path or helped departments create a career path to grow employees to become more than what they are. So you don't have to retire as a laborer 30 years
because you should.
Some
people, like you said, are comfortable with that. But again, my upbringing, I was never out. My thing is, every 5 years, you shouldn't be in the same situation you were in the previous. Every 2 years, you shouldn't be in the same situation, really.
What a military
but,
like that.
Yeah, you shouldn't. There should be some progression, whether it's in your finances, in your health, in your job, in your relationship. Every 5 years, you should be able to pull out a whole thing, list of things that now I am no longer this person that I was 5 years ago.
Well, statistically, you know what they say in the financial world, you should be making minimum at least your age. That's what I'm hearing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what, you know.
That's
what I'm you know, heard, and a lot of people in the business world goes by that, and I'm not going to tell you my age, but I'm a little underpaid, so I need to be making my age. So anybody out there listening to me in my department, I need to be making my age.
She needs some more money
coming out of my mouth. Let me make my age.
Yes. Now, let me ask you this, because I've noticed I was listening to a book.
Okay.
The 311
Direct. To a book
I was listening to the
book.
So
it was auto?
It was
audio?
It was an audio book.
I was being facetious. But
I know you were, but I'm being true. I'm serious. So you thought you had
your book. Yeah, I thought I had your
book. No, ma'am. I like
to. Listen, I thought I caught her, but I didn't.
No, you didn't catch me.
Good communication.
There you go.
I heard you.
Yeah.
I heard exactly what you were saying.
The name of this book is The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. And then the other one is the five dysfunctions of a supervisor.
Okay.
So I got that information from the 301 director, Kenneth Butler.
Okay.
That book. And so I've been listening to the book because I like to just listen.
Shout out to Kenneth Butler.
Yes. I'm trying to get some things going so we can work with him on because he is a great leader.
Okay.
He has some good good ideas. But I was listening to this book, and in the book it was talking about, which is so true, you go into a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We have our teams meeting. When we are in the meeting and they have the round table,
mm-hmm.
anybody have anything they have to say? Nobody wants to say anything, right?
Okay.
Usually because the leader of that team, the person that spoke, and this is previous administrations, now we are look at freedom, have a little more freedom. But the previous, it was as if you said something, you know, when you leave that office.
Oh, you go. Oh, yeah.
You go catch hell.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you don't say anything.
You're going to get retaliated.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
You're going to be everything.
So that's not good leadership. Leadership is when you're at the table and we can have your group of people talking and they have,
mm-hmm.
they feel comfortable enough
mm-hmm.
and safe enough to say mm-hmm. whatever they can say. That's mm-hmm. good leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was in that book. I said that was just really good. It was talking about different things within leadership and
mm-hmm.
teams and how things should work. And it's a really good book. It's a really good read.
Well, maybe, you know, we can take some excerpts out of that and just train our own. But I would love to partner with HR.
Yeah.
You know, we've been asking to do that. Pace has for many years to do training.
Yes.
With supervisors and management or assist with the mm-hmm. training that they give. And we can give topics. But we can just start by working with our union members.
We can.
Because we do have a diversified group. We have managers,
mm-hmm.
we have supervisors and blue collars and white collars in our union. So we can start working with them
mm-hmm.
and send out some little workshop classes
there
or sessions to them to let them know or put them on a podcast so we can find another link on our website.
Exactly.
They have a virtual training session.
Some.
And by the way, listeners, our website is up and running.
It is up and running.
Thanks to Ebby.
Yay!
So, you know, the next one, I'll send you the link out again if you don't have it. And so we can start doing some things
yes.
on that virtually with them to when at their own leisure if they want to go in and read. And
now, we are going to start having meetings with the team members,
yes.
with the members, union members
uh-huh.
also. Quarterly. We're going to start having them quarterly.
Uh-huh.
So, and that's going to help. And the whole thing, you know, some employees, they think the union is there to help beat up on managers. And the managers think that the same thing. But that's
mm-hmm.
not it. The whole purpose of the union is to
mm-hmm.
bridge and to make together a team of
mm-hmm.
the employee and the employer,
right?
Right? So what I noticed that I was asked recently that some of the employees that have been there for X amount of time, sometimes they kind of lose their interview skills. So that's something that we can look into.
Okay.
And getting some workshops together on showing people how to properly interview.
Okay.
And to how to continue to maintain their professionalism throughout their career.
So they can move up.
Yeah, so they can
I
move
have
up.
A vote on. Because a lot of times you can go in the interview, you've been doing this job forever.
Exactly.
And then you want to move up to the next level, but you don't do well on the interview.
And that's not good.
And that's not good.
Yes.
And that's some of the training that we want to also put out there, like you say.
Yes.
And then quarterly, we're looking at if things go okay, better as the summer comes, that we're looking at maybe having a meet and greet barbecue.
Yeah.
If we can, you know, social distance or if we can, you know, have it. But I'm really looking at forward to how we're going to create the environment for members to call in where we can see each other virtually if they've got a program where we can actually call in and see each other and talk whenever. And there's no limit to how many can be on there.
Yeah.
And you've seen that commercial with Geico. Is it Geico or is it Progressive? Which point? No, Geico is a little... Is that
little
gecko?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Progressive when they had that little virtual meeting. The dude talking about he got to put
yeah.
some on his beard. You know, they're talking about we're looking at the, that is so funny to me.
So we can do it like with Microsoft Teams or through Zoom.
Okay.
So
but just make
Zoom.
Sure that you have on some clothes.
Please have on some clothes.
Because
and please don't be open up. What we see your mouth just open. Let me tell you, my mother, you know, she just went back to work, and she's working from home. On Zoom. Now, my mom is older.
Okay.
She's not computer savvy.
Okay.
She was doing it previously where they didn't see her. They started the Zoom, and she wasn't aware that you had to turn the camera off. Mama, don't hate me. But she said, she called, and she said she didn't have her teeth in the mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
And she kept trying to figure out why they looking at her funny.
That's a progressive moment. We need to send that commercial to make a
she
commercial.
She couldn't figure
herself.
It out until finally she saw her own reflection in there. She was like,
oh my God. Yeah, that's wild.
She said, but it was so early in the morning. I said, but Mama, you still need to get dressed.
Oh, keep your camera off.
Yeah, she didn't know that it comes on, so now she knows that. And she,
But
I laughed so hard.
Honest. I would have been like on that
commercial.
Oh, my goodness. I would have told her. Do you see what you're looking like in the camera? Okay.
That is too much. That is too much.
Hey, but so the bottom line is this, listeners. When you're communicating, to have effective communication, don't be so fast to speak. Think before you speak.
Yes.
Be professional. Try your best. I know sometimes we can get upset because we have those leaders that really know how to kick you off. But if you get into a point, if you need union representation and you need us to step in to help you to speak on your behalf, always shut that meeting down. You shouldn't go into any meetings anyway. If it's a disciplinary without union representation, but just tell them, hey, you know, I'm not feeling comfortable with this meeting. I think it's leading somewhere. Let me call a union rep. Can we reschedule? And by all means, if you ever feel bullied, if you ever feel somebody is are using racial or ethnic slurs to you, if you feel subliminal that something is going on. Did you like how I said that?
Yeah,
subliminal.
And then you had to move like that.
Yeah, and I had to do that little move to get that word out, subliminal. But, we're not drinking, y'all. This is straight up. But having a good time. But listen, when you feel that way, just stop that meeting and call us. Nobody is subject to bullying. The city has a strict policy about that, the way that you're cursing at someone. And we're not just making this stuff up, folks.
I mean,
we got people right now out there in departments in the field that's cursing people out, cursing them. Like I said, everyday training.
And even some of our employees do the same thing. So it's the same thing.
And they need to stop that.
It's the same thing. If whatever, like you said, whatever, if you feel that someone is nitpicking with you, anything small to you, it grows. Everything grows. Everything starts from somewhere. So if you nip it in the bud in the beginning, you don't have to worry about trying to cut it down at the end. You got it.
Right.
I like that.
Right.
Nip it in the bud in the
bud.
In the beginning,
and
you ain't got to cut it down.
You
ain't
got to cut it in. You need to write that down so we can trademark.
I know. I need to write that down.
Nip it almost sound like, nip it in the bud in the beginning so you don't have to cut it in the end. Did you hear the words that are
coming out
of
my mouth?
That's a good one. So we just want to make it clear to understand it is not appropriate to curse at someone.
Exactly.
It's not appropriate to call anyone out of their name, out of their character. It is not appropriate to make someone feel beneath you by belittling them or by bullying them. It is not appropriate to put your hands on that person.
Never.
It is not appropriate to be in that person's space too close. Always use the rule of thumb, arm's length.
That's right.
And it's not appropriate to have a male-female closed-door conversation.
Never is.
And so
make sure
that if you are uncomfortable in certain situations, always leave the door open or have someone there. Men, you do not have a female in an office with the door shut and by yourself.
That's right.
You feel uncomfortable as well. And vice versa.
Exactly.
So it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
There's just proper etiquette that we're asking for you to just be mindful of. Now, if you're comfortable with your boss and, still remember.
Even sometimes because that situation now it's personal. So
we're
in a different state of mind.
Right.
So I would, for me, just to be safe.
If you want to be confidential.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But I have, like in my office, some people don't. I have a big window. So
So
if my boss comes in and it's something confidential, he needs to speak with me about my staff and we shut the door. I feel okay because number one, he does stay at distance in my office. He's out up on me.
Okay.
He's at arm distance and there's a big window.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't hide for whatever's going on in there. Other people may not have that luxury, but it's just a food for thought that if you feeling uncomfortable.
because we don't want to put anybody in a certain situation.
Exactly. And managers, let me jump on your side. If you got an employee that comes in and slams the door and want to talk to you and you're not comfortable with that, open that door up, say, wait a minute, let me know, is this confidential? This door needs to be open, or we need to have someone else in here. We're just sending out things that I know that we've represented people on that have these certain issues that's going on, and everybody needs to understand that we're in – we're here to be labor management and team environment to help you succeed in working with the city. Also, we also are here to give you advice if you need advice. You can call. We got a great staff that's going on right now. So we just need to know when you're having issues, give us a phone call.
Immediately.
And we can help you. Yeah, immediately.
Don't wait until it's already started a brewing a fire. Immediately on the onset. If the manager, supervisors, or the employee, as soon as it begins, reach out. See if that's the right thing that's being done to you. If it's not, it will get it will be handled. We'll deal with that. We'll bring it up in conversation and meet them, however it will be handled. But you have got to be able to speak on it.
Okay.
You got to talk about it, no matter how small you may think it may be.
Right, right. But we're just here to give you all some help.
That's
just
it.
Remember what comes out of your mouth. Think before you speak.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time and get your thoughts together.
Definitely.
Don't say something that you turn around and think.
You have to rescind.
You have to rescind. Mm-hmm. Now with me.
Well, I know you, Gina.
You know me.
It doesn't matter.
My mind, I'm going. You know, you push that button, I'm coming to you.
That's it.
But I'm going to be doing it professionally when I come to you. But at that point, I already know what I'm going to say prior to even the meeting, because I'd be thinking the night before of what's going on that I'm going to say. And if they say it, I'm like judge and jury on my own.
Yeah.
This is what you need to say. This is what you need to do. So I try to not be able to go backtrack. Oh, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean that. No, when I say something, I mean what I said.
Yeah.
And I'm going to apologize at the beginning. I'm going to say, if this making you feel bad, I'm sorry, but this is where I got to get the elephant out the room.
Yeah.
So this is the way
that's
we're
your favorite
with.
Term. Elephant
get
out the
elephant
room.
Out
let's
room.
Get the elephant out the room.
Because you got the only way that you can get resolved is be transparent
you
with
have
the
to.
Issue.
You have to. And that's the problem. They're not transparent with the issue.
Right. And it's called what we're going to call nip it in the bud.
Yeah, nip it in the bud.
So
you don't have to cut it down.
I love that. Listeners, you hear that? So I know you've been listening to this podcast if I hear you say nip it in the bud so we don't have to cut it in the end.
Exactly. That's
the
truth, though. It's true.
What do you call patent that? We're going to patent that. Yeah, so understand that this discussion today came about because we have been getting a lot of representations from members that we're representing. That some of the issues that they're having, majority of them, is a communication issue. How I'm talking to you, how you talk to me. I'm not clear what you're saying to me, and then you make me feel like I'm stupid because I don't understand what you're saying, and that might be because you don't know what you're saying.
Exactly. I had a manager say to me, so it's never been expressed. What is expected, right, on this particular issue. And so the manager said, hey, make sure this is done by blah, 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 whatever. Well, if that was never told to that employee in the beginning, how can you ding that employee for not doing it if it was never explained to that person?
Uh-huh.
That's my issue. I do my work. The people that you'll do the work, but if I don't know the work that I need to do, how can I do it? You see what I'm saying? I don't know. You just don't know. So that's one of the issues that I know I deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me something to do, and you're telling me that I'm wrong for not doing it, but I was never told that I had to do it.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
I didn't know. How am I supposed to just jump in? And that's why, again, Ms. Arnold is coming up with these classes and doing, because you're jumping into these roles, and we don't know what is it. So if I don't have my expectation sheet, how am I supposed to know that I was supposed to even do that? That was even my duty. I didn't even know.
Exactly.
How? You know.
Well, we're about 40 away in. I see some callers on the line. Let's see if anybody want to speak. As we always go through a few of them to see if you want to speak or if you want to say something, you can text us. We can go ahead and check them out and see if somebody has something to say.
And once I click on your your number. It's going to tell you you are unmuted. If you want to speak, go ahead and speak. If you don't,
we'll just let it up and continue to listen.
Okay, we're going to go to the first caller. Do you have anything that you want to add to the show today?
Okay.
All right. They did not. We're going to go to the next one. Do you have anything you want to add today? Nope. And again, it's fine if you just want to listen. We don't mind that at all. We want you to. You have anything that you want to add today? They just want to listen today.
We appreciate. We got some more on there, but we pretty much, we hear from you after the fact. And if your colleagues have missed the podcast live, they can always go into that link and pull it up.
We try to
always have a subject so you know what we're talking about.
And these things you can use throughout your career within the city or anywhere else. We're trying to talk about topics that, you know, everybody can utilize while they're working any profession.
Right. And so we definitely pace our next initiative that we're going to be working on, just so you all know. We're going to try to find a way that we can get back to help with DHR, to get with department heads to find a way that we can get back a career path to all the employees that may want to be with the city, the newcomers coming in. I always felt that you come in at the bottom and work your way up to the top and retire on out. And now, you know, some changes have made. And, of course, we're always open to changes. You know,
yeah,
we have that open salary scale and stuff like that, you know. But we still should not stop a person having a career path. And the problem is we need to find one in each classification.
Exactly.
What is a career path classification?
Mm-hmm. For that dude.
So that laborer can become an equipment operator, or equipment operator become a senior, or a senior become a supervisor and on up to even commissioner. I would love to see some stuff like that happen. Of course, you got to have some schooling when you get to a certain level.
You do.
But at least you can try. Just like in your city, in 911, what is the progressive steps that you can do in career path? Public works or the aviation or any group of finance. How do you come from being an administrative assistant to being a supervisor, to being a manager, to being an accountant? Even with fleet, you know, how do you become one of these mechanics? You come in as an entry level, what they call a journeyman. How do you become a mechanic one, mechanic two, mechanic three? What do you need? So all of these things we would like to look at and work with DHR to see, because that will come with money. And get back to the fact, if you get certified in something that you can have requirements for certification, once you get those certs, you can get more money.
Exactly. And you don't want to be complacent.
No,
nah,
you don't. You know, but right now we know pandemic is out.
Yes.
We got to stay safe, people. You got to wear your mask. If you feel that you want to get the shot, try to find that shot and go on and take it. But stay safe. Stay social distancing.
Yes. Definitely.
Do whatever you can to keep you and your family and your comrades and your colleagues safe from this horrific pandemic that's going around. So, in closing today, we talked about, do you hear the words coming out of my mouth? So let's start giving some words of encouragement to our employees, words of encouragement to our teammates. Words of encouragement just to anybody that we know. Do you go around when you go to the store? I know we have the mask on, but I always sometimes, you know, when people say hello or keep moving before the pandemic hit, did you speak to people when you walk by? You know, and it's just, you know, good morning, how are you? And just walk on by.
And then in walking by people in passing, what I notice is we always speak in passing, but do you ever stop to let them to respond? Hey, how you doing today? And you keep going. You know, that happens a lot. And sometimes some people really want to say something.
Yeah.
But you don't walk out, they just see the back of your
head.
And
you don't know.
Yeah.
Would you speak into that person who you have helped for that day?
Just
they might have been having a horrible day.
Yep.
And the words that came out of your mouth was something very serene.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
surreal. Good morning.
Because
you're letting that person know, I care about you today. I don't even know you, but I'm speaking to you.
Or when you say, how are you? Stay and ask, let them respond to tell you how they are.
Exactly. Communication is the key. Just like when somebody calls you on the phone. Oh, were you asleep? Duh. Yeah, I am. And instead of saying, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disturb you. I'll call you tomorrow. They just continue on and talk.
Yep.
And see what I'm saying? Do you hear the words that's coming out of your mouth?
Yeah, they're not paying attention.
You're not paying attention.
You're not communicating. You're not
lack of communication and not giving that person an opportunity to respond. And you know, but we want the whole key to this, people out there, the listening land. We want you to just be mindful of what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Be mindful of the rules of the city ordinance of the city.
Please do.
You can't curse anybody out. No fighting, definitely. No drugs, no alcohol. And so just make sure that you're being pleasant.
And know
treat
what it is.
Treat people how you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm. Know what you're saying. Know when you're talking about these city ordinance or your SOPs. Know what that is that you're trying to convey to that person. So they, when they walk away, I have a clear understanding of what you just told me.
Absolutely.
We have to. Because if it's room for, if it's gray areas or if it's room for error, they're going to wiggle out.
Exactly.
Or you can wiggle out. Either way.
You got to give them clear, definitive guidelines on what you need for them to do to be productive and get your job done on what you are requiring them to do. You can't give them just move that brick over there. Well, what do you mean move the brick over there? Over where? Do you move it to the left or move it to the right? You got to be concise in what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And just be respectful when you're speaking. And I heard people say that honey or sugar goes a long way versus salt or something like that. You're looking at me like,
because you about to wear it's me when it comes to these sayings.
Well,
I say, what do they say? They say it's better to get take more honey with bees. You take more bees with honey.
Something
like that. What are those saying? Y'all know what we're trying to say.
It depends on what situation you in.
Honey is sweeter than salt.
Okay, then
be honey and not salt.
And if you don't like honey,
you don't like honey.
But the whole point is, people, please just be careful what you're saying. Let's get some words of encouragement out there to everybody. It doesn't have to just be your subordinate. It doesn't have to be your anybody that you come in contact with these days and times. We need to help and encourage our folks to get out there. And also, we want to make sure that you read the book that you, you know, talked about. We want to send that out there and let folks
Five
check it out.
Of a team.
And I definitely want you to
please watch it.
Watch Antebellum.
Please watch Antebellum.
Watch that movie Antebellum and then let us know. Text me.
We could talk about it next week.
Text me how you feel. Email me. You have my email. I'm in the directory. Email me and just tell me what you thought about it.
Yes.
And the song for the week is That's the Way of the World by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's the best.
That song will get you motivated. I mean, either sad or happy or mellow. And so we appreciate you listeners listening in on our conversation today.
Yes.
Next
definitely.
Week, we'll let you know what our next topic is going to be.
It's going to be something referencing the end part of communication, something
in the
how
communication,
we talk,
how
another,
we talk
yeah.
Just remember, do you hear the words coming out of my mouth? Just keep that in mind and always nip it in the bud before you have to cut it in the end. So folks, we're going to be signing off. And with a little bit of the Earth, Wind, and Fire song of the week, because we don't own the rights, we can't play it all the way, just give you a little snippet. But this is Gina Pagnotta Murphy.
And this is Ebony Walton.
And we're signing out.
Have a good one.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Love you guys. Be safe. Until next week.
Your heart is sore. I don't ever trade. That's the worst thing, love.